Monday, May 29th. President had me in at 8:45 this morning discussing the return speech. He's still wondering if the interest in all this is worth hypoing, especially since there's so much substance. He says basically this is a newspaper commentary story and that it's of great interest to our people but not to the folks. This concerns him in the idea of going back and doing a big return speech. Kissinger burst in to say that the Brezhnev meeting was set for 10 o'clock. Kissinger and Gromyko would meet until, had met last night up until 1:30 going over Vietnam. And Henry thinks they made some progress. President called me in at 12:30, and I was astonished to find him smoking a Russian cigarette. And he was obviously very pleased, said that the Brezhnev meeting had been the big one. We'd really scored on Vietnam. They were going to send Kosygin to Hanoi probably on Friday. So we'll have some positive action as a result of being at the summit, which will thoroughly confound the critics. On to Kiev after an uneventful departure from Moscow, except that the Soviet plane had one engine that wouldn't function, so after we were all aboard and settled down, we had to get up and move to the backup plane, which was incredibly embarrassing to the Soviets. The Kosygin and Prigorny came aboard and brought the air marshal in charge of all civil aviation in to see the president in his cabin and said, we will do with him whatever you want. The president said, you should promote him. And they looked horrified. The president, oh yes, because he was smart enough to stop the plane before we got in the air and had a problem. It was funny to watch the Russian television because they were covering the thing live but cut it off as soon as the plane problem started. In Kiev, we had great crowds on arrival, but they were kept back several blocks, and so it was hard for them to see the president, but they waved and hollered anyway. I had to see the way the Russians treat the people because they ran the motorcade pretty fast, and there were great opportunities if they had just given the people the chance to see the president, but obviously they don't want to. 29th.